A strong earthquake shook Shemya Island this morning but caused no damage to Ericsson Air Station. According to Alaska Earthquake Information Center seismologist Natasha Rupert, the 6.0 magnitude earthquake occurred just before 8 a.m. in a mostly uninhabited part of the Western Aleutians. The epicenter was approximately 100 miles away from Shemya, and the dozen or so airmen stationed there noticed the ground shaking.
Everybody felt it, but there was no strong object. It wasn't strong enough to even topple objects from the shelves.
Just before 1 p.m., a 5.8 magnitude aftershock hit, shaking the island a second time. No injuries or damage have been reported from the initial quake or the aftershock. Rupert adds the earthquake was not powerful enough to trigger a tsunami. She says that it was a strike-slip earthquake, where pieces of earth move side to side instead of toppling over each other. Rupert adds that even if it had been a more intense thrust earthquake, a magnitude of 6.0 isn't powerful enough to create a big wave. Cleveland Volcano's alert level was raised today also after a pilot reported an ash cloud. The pilot report suggests the ash cloud rose to an altitude of 35,000 feet or 6.6 miles. The Alaska Volcano Observatory says additional eruptions are still possible with little warning, and ash clouds 20,000 feet above sea level are possible. The 5,675-foot volcano is on an uninhabited island about 940 miles southwest of Anchorage.